ข้างในเซลล์ผิดข้างในเซลล์ผิดข้างในเซลล์ผิดข้างในเซลล์ผิด700
899 mobile monitoring.
K8BCW, good morning, Josh, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, running a few minutes behind, you know, had to deal with some government stuff this morning and start my day off right. Didn't even get to finish my cup of coffee, but I got my gander up, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with any government stuff this morning, but I did read the news, so my dander's up too.
Yeah, I try not to do that in the morning just because I don't want my day to start out negative.
Well, maybe someday I'll learn.
I think it's just our desire to be informed. Of course, are we really informed, or are we just being fed what we're supposed to be fed? So that's where I'm at with it, and I try to I look at the world around me and see a reality and kind of calculate off of that. Sometimes I'm probably wrong, but, well, like they say, though, if it's on the internet or, you know, wherever, it's true. It's got to be true.
Yeah, for sure. So what have you been up to, man? I haven't heard you on the air in a while.
your question is, what haven't I been up to? And that would be relaxing. So I closed the shop up, and of course, that didn't go as smoothly as planned. It took a little longer, so we ended up getting backed up, so I didn't get myself moved out in time. So I burned my week I was supposed to be off last week, actually moving stuff, so now I'm crammed to finalize all paperwork stuff and get that done before we head up. We're taking a trip this Thursday, we're leaving, coming back Sunday morning. And then I start as a shop foreman over at Lakeshore Auto Service in Charlevoix. Decided to shed the stress of owning a business and not being able to find employees. Just evaluated my life, looked at my, you know, how I was responding with my family, and it was time to relieve that stress and change the way I was handling all that. It was time to shut it down and do something that's a little easier on me.
All right, man, I understand. Good for you, and hope the new job works out. Chris did tell me that you had taken a new position over in Charlevoix somewhere, so a little bit less commute maybe, and hopefully it works out good for you.
Yeah, it's kind of that dream job that every tech works up to, and I mean, I don't know that going from owning a business to working for someone else is climbing down the ladder, because I'm going over there and I'm literally going to be like a diagnostician, which is, I love doing that stuff. I love looking at the computer, solving problems, figuring the wiring, you know, all stuff like that. And that's what I'm going to be doing, and the pay is very good, obviously, or I wouldn't have taken it. But that's an opportunity for me, you know, and not have to get dirty pretty much most days. I don't want to say it's a lateral move, but like I said, with the stress, taking that off of me, that was a huge weight. I mean, it was going to turn into a medical problem, so it was time for me to make a change. So I feel pretty good about it, you know, and if it doesn't work out, I'll always land on my feet regardless.
I think one of the best decisions I ever made in my corporate career was not accepting a management position, and it took quality of life over higher pay and more responsibility, which in the long run, actually in the short run, turned out to be the best thing I ever did. So, got to be there for all of my daughter's basketball games and be around home and, you know, have those dinners at the table every night. Something to be said for that when you're not too busy and you're not too stressed out to enjoy those things. So, yeah, sounds like you made the right move, too.
Yeah, because I know the whole you set your own schedule thing when you're a business owner. Yeah, you do, and it's all day, every day. I mean, you can balance it, but you have to have a team of people, and the problem with society as a whole today is getting good employees, and I just could not build the team that I needed. I mean, I have one guy there. He's older. You know, nothing against him. It's just I for 8 years it was an uphill climb trying. So, you know, and maybe this is just a step for me to reset and figure things out. I don't know. You know, maybe I end up staying there the rest of my career. Depends on how it works out. Like you say, if I'm making the money that I think is fair for the knowledge that I have, you know, which is in this industry is hard to get paid for. I don't understand why, since there's a lack, but you know, it may end up being something I just stick around, and it sounds like they're going to take good care of their people, new ownership and stuff, really nice guys, but like I said, the future will tell, and I'll one step at a time, but it's, you know, I get to clock in and clock out, man, and I get to go spend quality time with my daughter. I saw that relationship not developing like it should, and I had to look at that and say enough's enough, so I'm pretty excited about being able to reset and start living life not so stressed out every day.
Well, I hear from every business owner that quality people is always their biggest challenge. Not necessarily getting the business in the door, but be able to get the business completed and, you know, everything done. And I think that's a bigger challenge here than in most places, just because of the, you know, lack of numbers. You know, you end up being forced to have to accept people that aren't your ideal. And sounds like you can be that rock star for somebody else and help them with their business and, you know, reap some rewards on your own. So sounds like a good outcome for you, man, and hope it works out well for you.
Yeah, I think it will. Like I say, it's one day at a time, and I just, life should not be as hard as it was for me all the time. I mean, it was zero reprieve, so like I say, with this, it's going to give me an opportunity to step back. I was kind of hoping for a little bit of free time in between to step back, which this weekend, you know, we're going up to the UP in a camper, so I'll be able to sit for a couple days and just chill. Zero to worry about, just enjoy a campfire and enjoy my family. So that'll help me reset and get my mind locked in for the new job, new week. But, yeah, it's, like I say, it's 45 years old, I had to do something. I don't want to keep stressing myself out, putting myself in the hospital. So, but yeah, it's been busy. My radio's been on. I haven't been around it much because I've been bebopping around the property and trying to get stuff done. It's been a really hectic 2 weeks, but things are starting to slow down now, so I'll be able to plane out and be on the radio a little more and do the things I enjoy.
Well, cool, man. That's good. Although this repeater was down most of the weekend, Drake just got it back up and running late yesterday afternoon. So you didn't miss a whole lot unless you were able to tune into the 7-4 in Sheboygan. Yeah, other than that, I've been here too, just monitoring and puttering around, and hope to catch you on the air a little bit more down the road.
So I was on this the other day, and was it just not linked up, or, because I know the Sheboygan one I can get most of the time while I'm driving, and I had it scanning, and it was picking up the Sheboygan, but when it came to this one, it would not pick it up, or was it just completely down, because I wasn't on yesterday.
Yeah, the 1-9 has been down since Friday. It was completely down. I actually went in there yesterday at the request of the technical guys down in Traverse City and did some troubleshooting for them so they could figure out what the problem was, and then they came up and replaced some equipment and got it back up and running about 7 p.m. last night.
Okay. I know the newer East Jordan repeater, the KCG-NVG, that one went down. I think it was right after the storm. I don't know if they lost power or what happened, but it came back. So I was kind of curious. I'm glad we didn't have a whole bunch of damage like we've had in the past. That was not fun.
Yeah, for sure. Chris gave me that details on that East Jordan repeater, but I can't seem to hit it from here. So it's not on my list or radar screen. But yeah, I think that it had some lightning damage at another site, the one they have down in Benzie County. So they've been chasing some of those issues. Storms will do that, I guess.
Yeah, I've heard some stories. I went to Zimstowski this past weekend just grabbing some hay for the cattle, and one of the old boys I get my hay from, he's like, yeah, he said it was... Storm was rolling in, he saw lightning, and then he's out in the field, you know, way off, and he said, I see smoke, and he went up there, one of the bales got hit and was burning, and I'm like, wow. I saw some pictures of a tree that got split or blown open in Gaylor. I mean, there was some pretty nasty lightning, I guess, right around here. We're starting to see a lot of strange weather anomalies in the last few years.
Well, and they had some activity downstate, too. I guess some big thunderstorms and windstorms went through southeast Michigan, and there were like 350,000 people without power down there over the holiday weekend. That would have been fun with 95 degree temps, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. I did hear about that. I know I got up, it was one of the days we had. I got up, I'm like, opened the door, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool out. That's not bad. But then I walked between my house and the garage, and it wasn't so much the temperature as it was the humidity. I mean, it was just like walking through a cloud, and it was just the nastiest feeling. You know, it wasn't hot yet, but, yeah, this has been some real interesting weather. My garden's growing really well because of it, though.
Yeah, there you go, man. Your tomatoes will like it. KBCW.
KFAWD. Yeah, so like I say, it's been busy. You'll probably start hearing me more on the radio here in the next week or so, now that I've gotten past the rough patch, got some stuff done on the property, got it cleaned up, got to start measuring for a pole barn we're potentially going to be putting up this year yet, and I don't think I'm going to have my radio room in it. That'll be up in the garage still. I'll just turn that into my radio shack and keep it cleaner in there, do my woodworking stuff. But anyways, alright, well, I'm going to hit my destination here. I got to get a recall done on the truck, and it's for the trailer module, so kind of important since I'm getting ready to tow a trailer 6.5 hours from home. But it was good talking to you, and I'll be around the radio here a little bit more, and I will talk to you down the curly wire. KF8FTE, clear on your final.
Yeah, good catching you, Josh. Have a great week and an even better weekend with your family. Enjoy that trip to the Ute, and I will catch up with you later. KABCW.
KE8FTW, monitoring. KF8GDW mobile monitor.
KCVSU Mobile, Traverse City.
KC8HD, KC8FJW. How you doing? You're a little scratchy in the repeater, Joe. KF9NN mobile monitoring.
WAVPC mobile.
hit RDG at 9KOB. KOP Mobile.
The FACPM is testing. Okay, FACPM is clear.
I've got Bob, KB8FEJ, I've got Brad, N8JXQ, I've got Jeff, N8EX, Dave, KAWPE, there's another station that didn't quite make it, and I've got Scott, WX1J. If you haven't checked in, please try again.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Drake, NAEMH.
I've got Christopher, KFA DMK, Drake, NADMH. Anybody else?
KE8FGW.
KE8MGW, first name, please.
Brad.
Anybody else?
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey, Uniform.
Kevin, got you in there. Anybody else?
W8VPC.
All right, let's go to the top of the list with Bob. Bob, KB8FCJ. Bob, give me a location if you got any emergency messages to pass or any announcements.
This is KB8FCJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County, and no traffic.
Brad, NHJXQ. Brad, any messages or announcements? Annual.
This is Brad in Traverse City and NHJXQ. No traffic.
Jeff, NADX. Your location, any messages to pass?
WAVPC.
Mike, I got you in there. I'm trying to see if Jeff, NADX in Alaska, are you still there? And we lost. Let's go to Dave. Dave, KWPE. Dave, give me a location and messages to pass.
Now, this is Dave, KWPE, west side of Silver Lake, and no messages to pass.
Scott, WX1J, your location and messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. Scott, WX1J, on newly paved Washington Street in Traverse City. No messages to pass.
Christopher, KFA, DMK. Christopher, your location and messages to pass.
This is Christopher, KFA, DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Drake, any DMA. Drake, tell us about the repeater you fixed. Drake, you there?
Yep, sorry. I had to step away from the radio for a second. Any DMA. We fixed the 1.9 and the 3.4 in the same week. It's a record. Location is Barlow and South Airport, and no traffic.
Brad, KE8MJW. Brad, your location and messages to pass.
Good evening. This is Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie area. And correction for the call sign is KE8FJW. No traffic for this part of the area, and back over to you, Glenn, KEFJW.
KD9WWU, your location and messages to pass.
7-0-9, 2 miles south of Bel Air, and no messages to pass.
Mike, W8VPC. Mike, your location and messages to pass.
That control location is Royal Oak. No traffic, W8VPC.
If you got your Android FLDGs ready to go, I have a short, actually somewhat of a long message for 52 seconds. If you don't have one, basically one of the things my new project is to manipulate the code plugs. So, for example, if one repeater goes down, you go to the next authorized one on the list, and so on. I'm going to be developing that for several areas, and this digital message will be speaking to that. I'll be talking to people to see what they want as their failover repeaters. Stand by. This message is 52 seconds. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. GTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Drake and HMH, we got it.
SBZ, late check-in, no copy.
KBH, SBJ, negative copy.
KF8, DMK, full copy.
K8WPE, a lot of gibberish, and it didn't turn into a general message.
Hey, Glenn, it's in the middle of that message, though, the station ID, the CW, come in there, so that may have disrupted it. Could be a SCJ.
WX1J, full copy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be more aware of when that thing IDs. In a real emergency, I would probably send it again if we had that many negatives. If you're interested, we just need an Android phone, an Android tablet. Install free software, and you too can be decoding messages. All right, everybody. See everybody at Project Night tomorrow night, and I'm going to be turning over the net to Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. KAGTC, take it away, Cherryland.
Good evening, everybody, and this is Cherryland. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, the Mesh Net, and the use of the WATCM repeaters authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club as a Columbus-sponsored activity. All licensed amateurs are welcome to and invited to check in to the Mesh Net, especially if you're new to the game and haven't checked in before. This is a great time to do that. This is Scott, WX1J, and I'll be the net control to the station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. Before we get into the check-ins, which will come really quickly, tomorrow morning it's Breakfast with Hams at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road here in Traverse City. Easy to find. 9 o'clock is our start time, and it's great by all. I think our usual running average is between 16 and 18 people. And tomorrow night is the board meeting for the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. That will be at 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. This information, the times, the locations, and everything is available to you on our website, cherrylandarc.com, and look for there for any updates. So with that behind us, now we can check in three groups. First, time-constrained stations, and then second, we'll check in Echo Link and All-Star, and then general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge the station I heard, and we'll move on to the next one, and that helps us work with doubles. This is W8TCM, Net Control, for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins this evening, calling for short-time, time-constrained stations. First short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India, Victoria, Tom Candlin. Cabin 2, Delta 9, Whiskey, uniform.
Okay, so we have Tom, KIWIV in Cadillac, and Kevin, KD9, WWU in Bel Air. Next short time check-in, please.
Brad, KE8FJW.
Okay, Dave, KE8WPE, we have you, and Brad, KE8FJW, we have you. Next short time check-in. Heard a ka-chunk and a flop, but no audio. If you were meaning to check in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, this is a short-time check-in. This is your time. Please call back. Do we have any additional check-ins for the short-time? Short-time check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Please call. Okay, well, that we'll call that the list of four. Let's go up to the top of the short time list. Tom, WB8WYV, please go ahead with your transmission. And Kevin in Bel Air, you're next.
Okay, Scott, thanks for taking the net tonight, WB8WYV. Well, I'll be in your neck of the woods tomorrow, but I'm going to be at Dr. Fedor's. I've got a consultation. I've got to go ahead and do the left eye cataract surgery. I've got to go up and see him because my pupils are too small. I had the right one done last year, and he had problems here in Cadillac, so I'll be up there. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make the breakfast. Anyway, did yoga today, and gave plasma this afternoon. I've also did the 13 colonies. We got the 13 colonies. I did them all yesterday, including the bonus out of Philadelphia, except I did not get the French or English station. They were elusive, and they were not on today. Yesterday, I saw them a little bit. Anyway, that's the story there. Let me drop it a minute. Anyway, that's the story there. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. And we'll be looking forward to the week, I guess. Everybody have a good evening. Take care. 7-3 there, Scott. Thanks for letting me in short time. I got a cut and run here. WATCM, WB8WIV. I was clear. Good evening.
Hey, Tom, thanks for checking in with us this evening. Good to hear. And sounds like you've got a lot of work ahead of you. The cataracts are purely a miracle of the things that they can do. And I suppose if it doesn't go right, it can be a pretty big disaster, too. I had both mine done, and they were both done well, so that's pretty good. Good luck. Congratulations on the 13 colonies. I did that last year and the year before. I got my certificate, so it didn't really put a bit on it today, but I just spent an hour on the radio this afternoon and got half of them, so I might just go ahead and finish it out. Anyway, thanks a lot, Tom. Good luck, and we'll hope to see you again soon. Kevin, KD9WWU, you are on that. You are on this on your time for your transmission, and Dave, you'll be next.
Scott, as is Kevin Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. We just drove in the driveway here in Bel Air, so we were hot to the mic really quick. We got our courtesy voted today up in Indiana. And something due tomorrow. And we're already here. And as soon as it gets delivered, we're going to go right back to Indiana again. So we're doing this. It was a very quick trip. So, anyway, I got nothing more to add. You guys take care. This is Kilo Delta 9. With you, Uniform. That's your net control.
Oh, my heavens, Kevin. That's amazing. I still think I'd like to be the tire salesman that keeps you guys outfitted on your road trips back and forth between here in Indiana. So Say hi to Ann. I look forward to seeing you guys next time you're around, and stay safe out there. You're doing a lot of road driving. Okay, Dave, K8WPE, you're on, and Brad in Sault Ste. Marie, you are next.
Okay, Scott, W8TCM, K8WPE, Dave. Short time tonight. I got the whole lawn mowed. I've been pushing some seed into the ground on some thin areas, watering in various places. Had some visitors this afternoon. Just a wonderful day. A little year and a half old Luke, my nephew's son, ran through our house like a tornado, and we had a ball with him. So I'm going to let you pass it on to others that have longer wind and will be around a while, and hope to see you all at breakfast in the morning. This is K8WPE Dave.
Hey, Dave, thanks very much, and yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I know we have a grandson staying with us this week as well, and yes, it does take the starch out of your underwear. It's amazing how much energy they have, and in a little under 3.6 milliseconds, they can be bored out of their mind. So it's always fun to try to keep ahead of them. Brad, K8FJW in Sault Ste. Marie, welcome, and I'd like to also thank you for letting me barge in on your repeater several months ago, and was able to check into the Monday Evening Social Hour net from the Sault Ste. Marie. So thanks for that, and let's have a understand where you are and what's happening with you, and then we'll move on with our list here. So Brad, K8FJW, go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and this is KEFGW, Brad. We're up here in the beautiful Sault Ste. Marie. What a beautiful day. It was way too warm, so we went out for a boat ride. So it was a good day for it, that's for sure. A little breezy in the water, but anyway, lots of kids had fun and got to stick their feet in the water. So, I had a heck of a whole lot else going on here. So with that, I think we'll just turn everything back over to you. Yeah, hey, no problem. Thanks for using my repeater to check in. KE8FJW.
Hey, Brad. Yeah, thanks for checking in with us. I'm glad to hear your voice. And, yeah, it was a fun time. We were up there and camped out for 3 days on the shore there and watched the freighters go by and took a tour of the locks and the whole thing. So not there long enough to hunt up anybody and say hi, let's have coffee. But next time, you never know. So, again, thanks for joining us this evening. We always look forward to having you join us here and bring a breath of fresh air to this old mesh net. And with that, let's move to EchoLink. EchoLink and All-Star check-ins, this is your time to do that. So we'll give a couple of seconds for EchoLink. And All-Star, you can check in at any time, but go ahead. First, All-Star check-in or EchoLink.
NADX, Jeff.
Jeff, I have you. Next EchoLink.
W8VPC.
Hey, guys, W8VPC. Mike, thank you for checking in. And I got Jeff N80X, and there was someone else that tried to check in their very light audio, but I want to give it another try, please.
This is Tony. Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Tony, you're in. Tony, you're there. Next check, Echo Link or All Star check in. With none, the floodgates are now open. Our general check ins. Anybody, anywhere, any how, any method. General check in, please call now.
K8WQK8 Pete.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel, Nicholas.
Chloe is Christopher, KF8DMK.
Let's see if I can get a word in here. So we got Pete. KWK, have you. KD8NH, Nicholas, I have you. And Chloe. KF8DMK, I have you. Next general check-in, please.
K8
K-A-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Yay, now we can start the party. Okay, thank you, Edgar. Thanks for checking in with us. Next check-in for the Monday evening social hour, now please call W8TCM. Okay, we'll leave it there, and we'll call this, it looks like there's a Cherry Festival-sized crowd today. So hope everybody's out there having fun. Let's go to Alaska and see what Jeff's got going. NADX, Jeff, your turn, and Mike, you'll be next.
Hello, Scott. Sorry if I dropped out earlier on the last net. I have to actually detach my phone from Starlink, or it tries to knock me off Echolink. But we have a sunny day here. We've got to be near 60 or so, partly cloudy. We had a rainy weekend, and the Mount Marathon race was a mud bath. People were caked in mud coming down the mountain and going up it. And that, however, it was a big event. This town was packed, and that things were crazy. And the we had the fireworks at midnight on the 3rd, and that followed by all the celebrations on the river and down Resurrection River where I live and that. And so there was not much sleeping, a lot of revelry going on. And that, so people were having a lot of fun. And that, it seemed like it was pretty safe. I hope things were there where you're at. And the other than that, it was grab that there. The week's off to a good start. I just started my new program, so please let your YL know I have started my second P program, and we'll see if this works out. So nothing else to report here. Back to you, Scott, and ADX.
And funny that should be. This is ThatNet. Very good. Okay, Jeff, thanks very much for checking in. It sounds like, and filling us in on what the Alaskans do for fun. The Mount Marathon Mudfest, or Mountain Marathon, must have been just a real blast. I can just, I've got a visual in my mind of what the photographs must have looked like. So appreciate that, and I guess I will tell Paula status on your NP program, so good luck with all of that. I know she's interested, and she was excited to hear that you were able to do that as well. So so thanks again. Anyway, look forward to chatting with you again next week. Mike, W8BPC, you are on deck. You're on now. And Tony, you're next.
Good evening. Yeah, well, we had an interesting weekend down here in Detroit. We had a huge storm come through just last week, knocked power out to a whole bunch of people down here. And although we have power here at my house, my sister does not, and she's been out since Friday. So something major wrong with the grid in Madison Heights. So other than that, we just sat here listening to the fireworks and the gunfire. I mean, just the fireworks. That was a joke, haha. Up north, it would have been gunfire. I used to listen to that when I lived in Central Lake. So, anyways, nothing much. We had a siren test on Saturday, and the county had three sirens. They were 3 months short. I had to cancel the first 3 months of the year, March and April. It was 2 months because of severe weather. So up there, they probably don't set sirens off for severe weather like they do down here. So, well, back to that W8VPC.
Okay, Mike, great. Interesting comments from the weather you guys have down there, and I'm sorry to hear that everybody's out of, you have a number of people without power. We did spend the fourth holiday down there in the Fenton Holly area, and spent quite a bit of one evening just listening to the thunder and lightning go rolling through. It was pretty intense, and pretty powerful lightning show. It didn't hit the Fenton area pretty hard, but I think it hit your town a lot harder. So it's amazing the kind of weather you guys had down there. But it was fun to be part of that. And then also, yeah, the fun fireworks and gunfire. I swear there was one barrage that I really didn't think it was fireworks. I thought it was just an AK-47. Anyway, it's behind us now, and now we're come up for Cherry Fest. Tony, KE8SBZ, you are on, and Pete, you'll be next.
Good evening, Scott, and good evening, everyone. This is Tony, KE8SBZ. I'm coming to you via Echolink today. I'm down on the backwaters of the Hodenpyle Pond, Hodenpyle Dam. It's part of the Manistee down south of Music area. I'm camping down here. We're camping. And we spent the holiday down at in the Baldwin area at Wolf Lake. And, you know, talk about getting away from all of the fireworks and everything. They had a tremendous amount of fireworks down there. For the 4th, they had a flotilla that must have had 100 pontoon boats and other boats out there. And it's become an annual event where they will have water cannons and they hook up water pumps and pressure washers and everything else and try to aggravate people on the other boats. It was fun to see. So went home, changed campers, and now down here at Northern Exposure, really enjoying it. I'm going to take a break here for a second. Okay, I'm back. I'm not sure how that works using New York, and they had some wild weather over there, and but on the golf course, it was a sudden downpour turned to hail, lightning. People put up their umbrellas. They were, I understand, literally getting lifted right off the ground. A huge oak tree fell close to where they were located, but everybody survived. So just another normal holiday. You know, with these weather events are getting more common, for sure. I'm going to pass it on back to you there, Scott, and wish everybody a good evening. Hopefully I'll be in for breakfast in the morning. This is Tony, KE8SBZ, back to back to W8TCM.
Okay, Tony. Thanks a lot for checking in with us this evening. And I don't know, that's a long way to drive from the Houghton Pond Dam to breakfast and then back to pick up Rose and the trailer. But anyway, look forward to seeing you when we do. Thanks for the checking in, and thanks for all that information. I'm sure there's some amazing storm stories out there, and it's good to hear once in a while. Pete, KEWQK, please take it away, and stand by Nicholas.
Good evening, Scott and everybody else. Beautiful day in paradise, wasn't it? We've had a string of pretty nice days, actually, and certainly have been making time enjoying them. So not a lot going on. I have not been real radioactive lately. We've had a lot of family up and a lot of outdoor things going on. Tony, it sounds like you're going to camp and camp and camp some more. That's about all you do this summer. But good for you. Get outside and enjoy it. Looking forward to seeing, a bunch of you at breakfast in the morning. Highlight of my week. KWQK. Thank you, Scott.
And thank you, Pete. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. And glad we have a time of summer. It's not many family come to visit us in January and February, so this is it's a great time of year. It's a lot of fun. We've had our fair share of family this last week, and it's nice. It's also nice to take a deep breath afterwards and reflect on it a little bit. Nicholas, KD8NH, please go ahead. And Chloe, coming up.
Yes, good evening, Scott and the Net, W8TCM. This is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. Nicholas on this side of Mike. All right, let's see here. Last weekend, I completed my, or was it the weekend before it? No, it was the weekend before the 4th of July, so 2 weekends ago, I completed a paramotor training, which means I can put the motor on my back and fly my paraglider now, which is very cool. But the main reason I stopped is because I plan on making some aerial contacts on 5-2. If anybody has a radio that can scan and scans the 5-2, I plan on flying in a lot of areas around the local area. It might be kind of cool to make a simplex contact from the air. Let's see here. Still working on CW because that's just a great thing to harness. I do it more in the wintertime, but it's definitely something I keep practicing. And, yeah, it's good to hear everybody's doing well. It's good to hear the stories about the 4th of July weekend and everybody's summer. So thanks again, Scott, for the Net, WATCM, KD8NH, 73, back to you.
Okay, Nicholas, thanks for checking in this evening. Thanks for that information. And I'm more than intrigued a little bit with your gliding now with a lawnmower on your back, with a motor on your back. I've seen that happen and seen what people can do. It's really an amazing thing. And then being able to make ham radio contacts on 5-2 sounds like a great article for a newsletter that I know about for the club. So let's see if we can find a way to get some pictures of you and a little more information about that. So we can, those who do make a contact with you can be listed also in the newsletter for the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. But that's a story to be worked on if you're interested. Move over to Chloe, KF8DMK. Chloe, you are coming up, and for those who don't know Chloe, she's the newest amateur radio operator out there, and we hope that she does join us. She's made three contacts in the GOTA station during field day, and really did it as a professional job. So, Chloe, over to you, KF8DMK. Please go ahead, and Edgar, standing by.
This is Chloe as Christopher, KF8DMK. Thank you. And I want to give you an update on my 4-H sheep. Today I spent a lot of time with my 4-H sheep, Toasty. He's doing very good without a lead rope at walking. So at first he wasn't very good at it, but now he's doing a lot better. This is Chloe, KF8DMK. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Chloe, thanks very much, and thanks for that update. Toasty, it's going to be interesting to see how you do in the fair when that comes around. We look forward to next report. Thanks again for joining us this evening, Christopher, and give your dad our best, and all of your dad and mom as well. K8HYE, Edgar, please go ahead, and we'll stand by for additional contacts additional check-ins after Edgar's transmission. Please go ahead, Edgar.
Well, thank you. You know, good job on the Net tonight. And, Tony, I don't know if you bow down there or not, but make sure and watch out for the snakes. I was down there with the first scratch in my pristine West White Potter down there, so on a tree that was still a tree underneath the water. So anyway, be careful. And we having a good time. We're here in the landing pattern here, so we see fighter planes when they come in, when they go. So yeah, F-35 with a single engine certainly can be loud. So 73, this is KA8HYE.
Very good, Edgar. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. And it sounds like there's you got a bird's eye view, so to speak, of the of the airplanes taking off. That's got to be amazing. I know you do a lot of radio control aircraft, so I'm sure that was a special meeting for you. Anyway, thanks for checking in with us. We look forward to the next time. With that, we've reached the bottom of the list, and I'd like to take a time for additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net this evening at WATCM, this is a perfectly good time to do that. Please call now.
This is Mark, KCHZAP.
Mark, I have you. And next check-in, please, for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. And a pretty quiet evening, and that's okay. It's the holidays, and a lot of people out of town, a lot of people traveling, a lot of people have family in town. So thank each one of you for joining us here on the net this evening. And well, with that, let's let Mark have a transmission, and then we'll move on from there. Mark, go ahead.
This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and good evening to the Monday Evening Social Hour Network. Arrived late, but I was able to get in anyway. Just a couple of quick updates. Over the past week, I was able to put a significant dent into an invasive species of a plant bush called the autumn olive. And so my pasture is now looking more like a pasture and less like a brushland. So that was one thing. The other thing, milestone, is I cleaned up enough of the clutter out of my garage where I'm inside. I can see the floor all the way around. So everything else is up on benches or bench shelves, which are above the concrete level. And now I have room on my workshop benches to actually start to engage in projects again. So with that, I'll just turn this back to net control. This is KCHCAP.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the information. And you'll have to describe for me sometime what a floor looks like in a garage. Not many of us have seen those recently, so congratulations on that. And autumn olive, it'd be interesting to know how you were able to tackle that and turn your pasture back into a pasture. But that we'll save for a later day. With that, I'm going to do one last call for check-ins. If you'd like to check into tonight's net, this is a good time to do that. This is the last call for check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, and then we'll begin the close down. So there being no further check-ins, before we close the mesh net, does anyone out there have any questions, inquiries, or comments or things we need to have resolved before we close the net?
KD8NH.
KD8NH, take it away.
I just would like to say that over the last couple months, I've been taking a good time to organize my garage, and I can now see the floor. So, Mark, I relate. I can see the floor, and I do know what it looks like now, but I couldn't for many years. Thanks for letting me make that transmission. KD8NH, have a good night, y'all.
Wow, you guys inspire me. Maybe one of these days. Okay. With that, let's conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for the night. This net will meet again here next Monday night, the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Bar set. This is Scott, WX1J, and operating this evening as net control under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, for your comments, and wish you all a safe and joyful holiday. WATCM is clear.
9KOP. Anybody on Winston,
please? 9KOP.
KOP test. Radio.
9KOP, Chris.
N9KOP Cummins, Michigan on a portable. Kevin Howard, anybody on the link system tonight? Alright, everybody went to bed. 9KOP, sir.